Our text this morning will come from Luke chapter 22, beginning in verse 14. And if you're using the chair Bible in front of you, it's page 1214, 1214. This is the time we've set aside to remember the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So as we consider this, if you would, follow along with me in the verses I just pointed you to. Beginning in verse 14. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, "With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you." Do this in remembrance of me. It never fails whenever I read about our Jesus. I've done this for 20 years, pardon me. So as we've just read, Jesus participated in this last supper with his 12 in a common meal. But after the common meal was over, he took the bread and he broke it. And he took the cup and distributed it. And he said the bread represented his body. And the cup represented his blood. So it was not a common meal. When we gather around the supper, it's not to participate in a common meal. Is to remember the death and burial and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, because through his bloodshed and his sacrifice, he's put us in a right relationship with God. We have that ability based on what Jesus has done for us. And why should we remember Jesus? Because as we've just read, Jesus told us to do this in remembrance of him. Paul reiterates this in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26, when he said he had received directly from the Lord, as Jesus had participated in the Last Supper, that he took the bread and he broke it and said, "This represents my body, and the cup represents his blood." And he said, "When as often as we do these things, we do remember the Lord's death until he comes again." So then from there, the question becomes, how often should we participate in this memorial to Jesus? Is it once a year? Well, we know in Acts chapter 20, verse 7, the disciples came together on the first day of the week to participate in this supper, to break bread. And that's where we get our example from, on the first day of the week. We participate and commune in this memorial to Jesus, to remember his death and resurrection every first day of the week, as the first Christians did. And why do we do what the first Christians did? Why is that important with regard to our worship and with regard to what Jesus has told us to do to remember him? Well, we know from Ephesians chapter 1:7 that the first Christians who were obedient were in a right relationship with God. And so if we want to be in a right relationship with God, we need, to the best of our ability, follow the example of the first Christians according to what the Holy Spirit has given us through the Word of God. We do our best to follow Jesus' words and the words that are given to us through the Scriptures by way of the Holy Spirit. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 27, that as we participate in this memorial to remember Jesus, we need to examine ourselves. And why do we need to examine ourselves? We need to examine ourselves to make sure that, to the best of our ability, we're walking in the light as Jesus is the light. 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. We need to examine ourselves to make sure that in our physical bodies, in our spiritual being, that we are perfecting holiness to the best of our ability in our daily lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. And if we're doing these things, then we understand what it means when Jesus said in Luke 9:23, that to be followers of His, we need to deny ourselves, to take up our cross daily and follow after Him. And if we do those things, we examine ourselves. This is our time to really focus on Jesus and thank Him for what He has done. Because without His sacrifice, what hope would we have in this world? Without His sacrifice, what would we have to look forward to when we meet a physical death, knowing that Jesus is going to raise us again in the judgment? And we're going to see Him as He is, for we will be like Him. And what a glorious scene that day is going to be for God's people. So at this time, let's not only mourn for what Jesus had to suffer, let's celebrate, because He overcame death for the sins of the world, that we have an opportunity to be with our Creator someday for eternity. Amen.